This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, November 19th, AD 2018. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Rahema, a young Ugandan girl, was orphaned after her father Juma Hassan converted from Islam to Christianity, prompting her paternal grandfather to call for his death, reports International Christian Concern. Hassan placed his trust in Christ after a Christian pastor witnessed to him and invited him to attend Bible studies and church services across the street from the mosque. Hassan died from the brutal wounds caused by the family. And now Rahema's mother is nowhere to be found. Matthew 10:28 says, "Do not fear those who kill the body, but are unable to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The CIA has concluded that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the assassination of journalist Jamal Khashoggi in Istanbul, Turkey last month, contradicting the Saudi government's claim that he was not involved, reports the Sydney Morning Herald. A team of 15 Saudi agents flew to Istanbul on government aircraft in October and killed Khashoggi inside the Saudi consulate, where he had come to pick up documents that he needed for his planned marriage to a Turkish woman. In reaching its conclusions, the CIA examined multiple sources of intelligence, including a phone call that the prince's brother Khalid bin Salman, the Saudi ambassador to the United States, had with Khashoggi, according to the people familiar with the matter who spoke on the condition of anonymity. The CIA's assessment, in which officials have said they have high confidence, is the most definitive to date linking Mohammed to the operation and complicates the Trump administration's efforts to preserve its relationship with a close ally. A federal judge ordered the Trump administration on Friday to immediately return the White House press credentials of CNN reporter Jim Acosta, though a lawsuit over the credentials revocation is continuing, reports the Associated Press. U.S. District Court Judge Timothy Keller, an appointee of President Donald Trump, interestingly, announced his decision at a hearing Friday morning. The judge said Acosta's credentials must be reactivated to allow him access to the White House complex for press briefings and other events. Acosta, CNN's chief White House correspondent, was back Friday afternoon. The White House said it would be developing new rules for orderly press conferences. In an interview with Larry O'Connor, CBS White House correspondent Major Garrett says he disagrees with how CNN's Jim Acosta conducted himself in last week's explosive tete-a-tete with President Trump, reports Mediaite.com.
If we agree that there is an acceptable code of conduct for a White House correspondent, can you understand how an average American watching what transpired there would say, well, that's got to breach and go beyond the appropriate code of conduct? I think that many people watching, setting aside the First Amendment arguments for a moment, would say, yeah, I think the president might have a point in saying, I don't want to deal with this guy anymore.
They very well might. And my interpretation of that, Larry, is all of these questions are best resolved through the political channels that our country has long developed and long relied upon. And that's why I do my level best to not put myself or make myself part of the story. And I think the best journalists operate that way. And I go back to that fundamental point. Why are you standing up to ask a question in the first place? To get an answer. Why is that answer important? Because it tells the country something it didn't already know.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of this interaction with the American presidency.
And not to argue a point or try to make a point or score a point.
Georgia's pro-abortion gubernatorial candidate, Stacey Abrams, who was endorsed by Oprah Winfrey, halted her run to be the nation's first black female governor on Friday. But the Democrats said she would not concede the contest to pro-life Republican Brian Kemp and planned to launch a voting rights group to file major litigation challenging election policies, reports the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
This is not a speech of concession. Because concession means to acknowledge an action is right, true, or proper. As a woman of conscience and faith, I cannot concede that.
Without pointing to any evidence, Abrams claimed that somehow Georgians were denied the right to vote.
Citizens tried to exercise their constitutional rights and were still denied the ability to elect their leaders. Under the watch of the now former Secretary of State, democracy failed Georgia. Georgians of every political party, every race, every region, again. Because voting is not a right for some. It is a right for all.
The latest tally showed Brian Kemp beat Stacey Abrams by 55,000 votes. She would have needed more than 17,000 votes to force a December 4th runoff. And finally, a Texas public school teacher is being criticized for teaching her students a Bible passage that urges people to love one another, reports Christian Headlines. Parents of students at Brown Primary School in Smithville, Texas, contacted the Austin American-Statesman when first grade teacher Susan Schobel posted a video on Facebook showing her leading the students in reciting Romans 12:9-10. The passage says, quote, "Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves." End quote. Schobel wrote in the video's caption, quote, "Start your day with a good Bible verse, and life just seems better. This is our daily Bible verse." End quote. Some parents were upset. In a letter to the school district, parent Ashley Nicolin wrote, quote, "This is not okay. I am truly shocked. I am concerned about how this is getting handled." End quote. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Monday, November 19th in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.